Hey everyone, this is John, and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. Got another Space World episode for you coming up right now. This one is the next episode of Firefly, and it is titled Trash. And as always, do expect spoilers.
Let's talk about some Firefly trash.
Yeah. There's no such thing as Firefly trash.
Well, in this case, there is.
Well, Heart of Gold. You know. But even that had good moments.
That had its moments. It had a sex scene.
We'll talk about that.
Are you talking about the one with Jay?
No, they had it with Malcolm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the girl that then, anyway.
Yeah. With the guns. That's a different episode. So, trash, it's a caper. It's a heist episode, and Saffron is back, or is it Yolanda? I don't think I'll ever really know, but
she even says, don't think that's my name.
Yeah. Oh, and Wes, there's a little moment in here for you. There's a nude Nathan Fillion.
Oh yeah.
So
there you go.
Did you enjoy that?
You betcha.
Is this your most watched
episode?
He has
a tattoo on him.
Does he?
Yeah, he has a tattoo, right? I forget what it was.
I didn't really observe his ass that well.
Well, you know.
Was it on his ass?
When it's there, you just have to.
I mean, you're saying he has a tattoo. We assume
he means
his ass.
I will go to
the
episode right now and fast forward to
watch
his naked ass.
I assume you have it bookmarked. Okay, so this is a caper one. Saffron shows up again. What is it that exactly goes down? Their paths cross again somehow.
Yeah. So
oh,
Mal,
his buddy.
Yeah, Mal is doing an exchange with his smuggling buddy, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so happy. I met this woman. She's the best." And you know, he's like talking her up, and then when he finally introduces her, she walks. You know, and Mal pulls his gun, and you know.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, we know each other. Right? Oh, so you two have met. And there's the whole joke there.
Yep.
Through, like, some strenuous negotiation, she convinces them that there's this job they can go on. It's going to, like, set them for life. They're gonna not going to need money anymore.
What's that tattoo? No, I'm not crazy.
Well, maybe you are. Maybe you're just imagining.
Maybe
things.
I'm crazy. It's a possibility. Maybe when he's sitting down, you see it.
Maybe. Maybe when he's nice and bent over. I don't know. What is it about this episode that stood out to you guys, except for the tattoo, Wes?
I'm working on this tattoo. Give me a second, all right? It may actually just be a plant. No.
It's a tattoo of a plant, or the plant has a tattoo?
There's something there. There's something there.
It's the first...
Enhance.
I can't enhance.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the first, like, heist... I mean, well, you have Ariel, which is sort of the heist by Simon, but then you have the train job. You're right. It is on his right hip.
Yep.
Whether that's a character tattoo, whether that's actually Nathan Fillion's tattoo.
This kind of this. I'm sorry that I ruined this one, guys. I'll take the blame for this and derail like here. But I'm supposed to talk about the deep and psychological aspects of Firefly. I'm fascinated about this freaking tattoo.
You should have a screenshot for the.
What is this thing?
You had a point you wanted to prove, and you have proof.
It kind of looks like a bird.
Zoom in. Enhance.
I can't. What the fuck?
That's not how photography works.
That's not how it works.
Thank you, X-Files.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, but it's like...
I was right. That's what matters.
It's almost like the truest heist. I mean, the train job and then this one.
Yeah, the train job, they give it back.
Yeah, they give it back. But this one is like they...
They actually do their job.
They actually do the heist. Hmm. And I think that's cool. You see the whole crew working... Like
Inara included, yeah.
Yeah. Together to accomplish the job. And
is Shepard in this episode, or they kind of write him out of it with some
monastery doing something. I forget what. Like they dropped him off or something.
Yeah, him and Inara do this occasionally where you're like, oh, Inara's with a client, or Inara is like getting a medical check or something like that.
Yeah, she's getting your privacy looked at.
Yeah. And wait, is that the client or the medical check? But then they do the same thing. They do the same thing with Book every once in a while. It's like, yeah, we just don't.
Privacy or can you check?
Right. We don't need Book around for this episode, so he's off, you know,
doing something.
Yeah, he's at a prayer conference or whatever.
National prayer breakfast.
It's a universal. It's a galaxy prayer breakfast. Yes.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't really have too much to say about this episode. I think like the character you get the most in depth on is Saffron, but she still ends up being like this. Like the best part of it is where she gets double crossed by Inara. Like, hey,
yeah,
you thought you were gonna pull one over on us, but we were pulling over on you the whole time.
See, these guy characters, I like characters like Saffron when they introduce them to shows. These kind of like returning characters, and they're. You can't really tell what they're thinking or how they actually feel because they're so good at acting. But at the same time, you kind of feel like you got robbed of character development. Like, you don't really know their story. And it's... For someone that shows up as much and as a integral part of two episodes now, we still don't really know anything about Saffron.
Well, I think it would have been... Like, I mean,
what was an act? What was serious?
You're right. We need a spinoff.
Yeah.
A Saffron spinoff.
Yeah. I will watch that.
Like a 6-episode series. I'm sure you would.
Yeah, she's a hot ginger. Hell yeah, I'm watching that.
And now everyone knows Wesley's fetish.
It's come up multiple times.
Oh, okay.
I have a weakness for redheads. Shut up.
I think, I mean, what you say about, like, a strong secondary or even tertiary character, I think fills out the feel of the world. Like, it's not just, you know, these strong characters in a world of, you know, people who are paper thin. You have these other people who aren't the crew, who are strong, dynamic characters who have depth to them.
Like Saffron, like Badger.
Yeah, no, like, Badger's amazing.
I will watch the spinoff of Badger as well.
Oh, just the two of them. The two of them, they're like, they're roommates or something. Yeah.
Actually, I would watch that, yeah.
And like, somebody write a fanfic.
And I'm sure there's something out there. He's trying to be like an upstanding businessman in the community and have his shady shit on the side, and she's just trying to make everything shady.
She's just ruining it, making it very difficult.
Yeah, she is actively working to delegitimize the legitimate aspect of his business. I think this could work.
Oh,
get Joss Whedon on Skype.
I smell a sitcom.
I think, is that like the most important thing we need to talk about for this episode? The Badger Saffron spinoff?
Well, you also get, yes, that is the most important thing. But the other thing is you do, you begin to get more of the sense of like the world. The chronology of Earth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Earth is gone. But items have been saved.
There's a phone book in there.
There are things that, and now those have immense value because they are so rare. Now, unfortunately, we don't see this.
Yeah, no one has a phone anymore.
Oh, yeah, they had like giant, weird, clunky walkie-talkies. You think they would have come up with something?
Yeah.
Well, they have to make everything out of like mud. And sticks. So it's amazing they got that far.
Yeah.
Buy some mud.
the central planets or what are they?
They all have iPhones.
Yeah.
We did forget something very important with this. This was the episode where Simon discovers Jane's betrayal.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Where Jane is sitting there on the roof and he gets shocked and knocked out and he's like hanging from the ship as they're trying to change where the trash goes.
Mm-hmm.
And River then, you know, using her psychic hocus pocus, was like, he betrayed us. And so I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
but this is the big confrontation where I think begins like the trust between the two of them.
There is an understanding built there, even though in future episodes of the movie, Jane is still totally willing to be like, yeah, you should go now.
You should go.
I'm not going to sell you out, but you should go. You should really go.
But I mean, one of the lines he says is, as long as you're on this table, you are safe. Mm-hmm. And so it shows how Simon really takes his job seriously. It's being a healer, being a doctor, that is what he is. That defines him to the core.
Well, and it's also this offer of a truce. It's this olive branch that he is resenting. Like, hey, you tried to sell us out. You didn't. Like, you didn't get away with it. If you don't do it again, I won't murder you.
We could sit here and yell at each other until we're both red in the face, but that idea tires me.
Yeah. How do you have a truce on a, or how do you, you can't really have a feud on a crew of, what, six?
Yeah, especially when people are constantly getting shot.
Yeah.
Oh, he scares them right before that. You hit your spine really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you move your arms and legs? No? Oh, yeah, you hit it pretty hard. That's why I knocked out your motor functions, dipshit.
Because he's a witch.
Mm.
And he uses his hocus pocus.
No, that's River.
They're both witches.
They were going to get burned that one episode.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yes.
All right, I think we're done here. Anything else you want to say about trash before we just close this out?
I would love a floating island.
Sure. Yeah. I'll take a floating island.
Yeah. Josh Wayne, get working on that speed spinoff.
Yeah.
Also.
Drop whatever you're doing.
The wheel keeps get turning. To work.
All right, and that is going to wrap up this episode of Space World. We're doing things a little bit out of order this month due to some scheduling conflicts. Me and Ryan are going to be back in a couple of days with the Super Nintendo show, and then we're probably going to skip over to the Pokemon show, and then the last two shows, unless probably the mini, followed by the official show. So, till next time, everybody.